If you missed our interview with Dan Lanning, he was great today. Reinvigorated after the bye week. We even got this drop.
I'm cooking on your grill.
He was cooking today.
He was.
He's fired up.
He was.
He's in a good mood.
Definitely in a good mood. If you missed that, you can get it anywhere you get your podcasts or the Odyssey app or 1080thefan.com. Go download it. Take a listen. Yeah. He joins us every Thursday at 4. So we'll get to some NFL stuff in our next segment. Just reading through this Big Ten SEC meeting article. This is from Ross Dellinger. It's kind of interesting what the Big Ten and the SEC want to do. All of their ADs are going to get together in Nashville next month.
They have a big summit.
Yeah, and they're saying that that's pretty unprecedented, that ADs from two different leagues meet like that. There have been very few of those. But it is very clear that those two leagues are basically just going to go do their own thing. They said that, so the LSU-USC game and the Texas-Michigan game are the two highest rated games so far in college football.
Sure.
And the Big Ten and SEC is looking at that going, well, we need more of that.
Yeah.
So what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to get a scheduling agreement together. Yeah. So, you know, the Big Ten and the SEC will be playing each other in the non-con.
Yeah. I mean, how great would it be? Again, you mentioned we all were watching UCLA and, or not UCLA, but excuse me, the USC game. And when you have that, I mean, the idea that Texas and Michigan and LSU and USC, Georgia versus Oregon, if you got that, if you gave us, even, you know, even to a lesser extent, let's go like Ole Miss, Penn State. And what's the one thing we complain about college football? There's not enough really good matchups. And you start giving us those at the start of the season, and you maybe play those at neutral sites, you get sponsorship for them. And we know everything's for sale at this point. And those are going to do 20 million numbers. I mean, they're basically going to become bowl games in the regular season.
Yep. Big money.
They're just going to be monster dollars.
And they're also discussing overhauling the postseason.
Yeah.
So they want, for programs that don't make the college football playoff, they want ways to arrange more matchups that pair the Big Ten versus SEC as opposed to current bowl agreements.
Yeah.
And pairings of, you know, like playing the ACC or the Big 12. So, I mean, and that makes sense too. They just want to basically do their own thing.
Yeah.
And Big Ten versus SEC, and that's it.
Well, when you look around, I mean, you look through the top 10, right? Miami's in there, and what? Utah.
Missouri? No, oh, wait, they're SEC.
They're SEC. So the top 10, I mean, Missouri and Utah are 10 and 11. But, yeah, if you want to go top 11, I mean, it's Texas, Georgia, Ohio State, Bama, Tennessee, Ole Miss. Your top six are SEC, Big Ten. And then you got Miami, and then Oregon, Penn State, Big Ten, and then Utah and Missouri. And then after that, it's Michigan and USC and LSU. Like, I don't blame them. Like, I don't know if it's good for the sport, but I totally understand what they're thinking. They're just kind of sitting there and being like, well, why aren't we doing this?
It's not bad for the sport, is it?
It's tough to know because, you know, we talk all the time about, like, are you losing regions? Like, Washington State, Oregon State fan all the time tells us, well, we're losing interest. And if you slice off the ACC and you just say, hey, we're not interested in you, do you lose something from that? Or does the national aspect of it become the NFL and it continues to grow? I don't know. To me, I still think it's good for football to have some variety, to have some of those others. But I may be wrong. If you gave us more of that, and if you did pick off a couple more teams from the ACC and the Big 12, maybe you wouldn't need it. Maybe you would just need two conferences. And as long as you gave us more intriguing matchups, that the rest of that wouldn't matter. And yes, you would lose some Washington State fans. You'd lose some Pitt fans or, you know, whatever. But maybe it grows the sport because now instead of one or two games every week that anyone cares about, you're constantly giving me big time matchups.
So the other thing is they want to kind of tweak the college football playoff. So in order to play those non-conference games and not have the consequences of the losses, should, you know, one of their, you know, like if you're the Big Ten commissioner, how many SEC non-conference games do you want to play? I mean, yeah. You got to be careful,
yeah,
because you want your teams in the playoff. Well, the way that they are going about that, and this is another agenda item on this in the meeting, is they want to create a 14-team playoff that features automatic qualifiers three from the SEC and three from the Big Ten. So six of the 14 spots would be auto,
yeah,
including the champion.
Yeah.
And then two for each, the ACC and the Big Ten. And then that last spot would be the best, yeah, G5 champion. So that's what they want to do, yeah, to make it a little bit more palatable
to play the
big non-conference games that'll make them more money.
And again,
of course, the ACC and the Big Ten hate that.
Exactly.
Because they only get two spots as opposed to the SEC and Big Ten who get three.
Yeah. And well, you said the Big Ten. You mean the Big 12.
No, the SEC and the Big Ten would get three.
Yeah, but I think you said that the Big Ten didn't like it. I think you meant the Big 12 doesn't like it.
Oh, yeah, Big 12 and ACC.
Wait, I knew what you meant.
Yeah.
Again, I just, it's hard to look into a crystal ball and see what that, you know, see what that does to the sport. For me, if you made me do it, I think I'd go along with that. If you gave me more big games, again, if you gave me a guarantee that I'm going to get five or six in that early part, like the first 2 weeks of the season, I was going to get five, six, seven big time SEC Big Ten matchups where I was going to see those teams we talked about, Oregon, SC, Ohio State, Bama, Tennessee, Ole Miss, Georgia, all those teams going at it. I think I'd be willing to give up, you know, the idea that the second or third place ACC or Big 12 team don't get in. I would, because you're making the regular season better. I still think more often than not, you're getting the majority of the best teams in the country in with those auto bids, and it still gives you access with the ACC and the Big 12 and then a group of five. It still gives the little guy a chance. It just means that for those smaller conferences, you just have to be to win your conference.
The other thing too is, like, I feel like every year, and you can't, this isn't, there's no way to prove this, but I feel like every year there's going to be three SEC and three Big Ten teams in there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. More than likely.
Like, so the ACC and the Big 12, at least you're guaranteed,
yeah,
two spots each. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then I'm with you. I think this actually is like college football on steroids. This makes sense. I'm just a viewer. Mm-hmm. I want to see a more entertaining product. Well, this would definitely do that.
Yeah.
It would also allow the Big Ten and SEC to make way more money. These are some of the things I'm talking about when I'm saying that the revenue streams of college football are grossly undervalued right now. There is so much money to be made in college football. Yeah. This is what I'm talking about. They are going to make so much money if they do this.
Yeah. And then I think that
leads into the idea that down the road, perhaps there will be a governing entity that shares revenue.
Yeah.
I mean, it is moving more towards a professional model. It
certainly appears that way.
So, look, the SEC and the Big Ten are going to want to keep all the money, of course. But maybe that won't be possible down the road. And all of this is good for everyone because there will be revenue sharing and everyone will get a little cut of the pie. Maybe not at the same levels.
Oh, they're not getting it at the same level, but yeah.
But you know what, yeah, I mean? Yeah. I mean, you know, so you can see where this is all going. It's just going to take time to get there.
Yeah. And unfortunately, like anything else, progress, it leaves some people behind. And it will. Anytime a company merges, anytime a company grows, it just that there's people that get laid off, right? And there will be people that are laid off in this. You're going to see some programs that get left behind and kind of end up being irrelevant. Still, again, an access, right? You're still going to be able to put together the special season for a group of five. And as you mentioned, with the Big 12 and the ACC, you're still going to get spots, not to the same level, and the revenue gaps will certainly be there. But you've brought this up a million times, and I think it's the best point you make on this, is the gaps have always been there. It's like we get mad sometimes as a regional fan about this because it feels like those schools are getting left behind. But if we're being honest with ourselves, they've always been behind. It's just that it's never been this obvious. But you're right. And someone else said on the Vancouver Ford text line, more national games will grow more national fans.
Correct.
You'll lose some of the regional stuff.
Correct.
But it'll grow more national fans.
Yeah, and another guy right after that said, well, here you're basically cutting down your audience. But I look at it the other way. If you don't care about the Big Ten and the SEC, you're not watching it anyway.
Yeah.
So if you're watching the Big 12 or the ACC or Group of Five, your teams are still playing. Your teams are still in the tournament. Yeah. So I don't know why you would be cutting down your audience. I think more like that other texter who said, now if you start having these big Big Ten SEC matchups, this is, it's still the sport where your school plays, if your school's in the Big 12 or whatever.
Yeah.
So you're going to create more of a national interest as opposed to just your league.
Well, and when Michigan plays whoever, right? Ohio State, Oregon, there you go. Because that game is going to do a monster number, right? I mean, in what, 2 weeks? Yeah, 2.5 weeks when that played. That thing is going to do, I don't know. It's going to do 16, 17 million. I mean, it's going to be a monster number. They're going to tune into that. Could be the game of the year. So my question becomes, if you're not one of those people watching, you're like, I'm tuned out because you feel like you don't have a place at the table, that number doesn't affect you anyways. You're already not watching.
Right.
And if you are watching, are you telling me that if we go to this new model, you would stop?
Yeah.
Like, so you're watching that game now, but 3 years down the road, because it's trending that way and because revenue is split unevenly and there's a scheduling alliance and it feels like it's tilted in that fashion, you're just automatically 3 years from now going to say, okay, Oregon and Ohio State are on prime time, 3 o'clock, you know, whatever, ABC, ESPN, and you're just not going to tune in. I find that hard to believe.
Couldn't agree more.
You may hurt some numbers for the smaller schools when they play. I'm not convinced that those people will tune out. This is going to be a little bit like the NFL and the kneeling thing, where we say, man, those sons of bitches, I'm never going to watch the NFL again. And, you know, screw those guys, I'm done with it. And yet, the NFL, have you seen the NFL numbers this year? Dude, they're bigger than ever. They're just, it's a juggernaut. So, you know, we love to do the I'm never watching again, and yet we always end up watching. So you've kind of won me over in this. I always thought that maybe this would be a short-term pain and then it maybe would grow. But you've kind of won me over. I don't even know if this is going to be a short-term pain thing.
It's coming fast.
I think that the people that aren't going to watch, I don't think it's going to be a significant amount.
No.
I don't think there's going to be a huge growing pain. I honestly think, kind of like you now, that when this thing ends up taking off, I just think that there'll be people that are going to be vocal about it, and there are going to be people going to be pissed about it, but the numbers are going to bear out.
Correct.
That this is big.
They're coming out of the Stone Ages.
Yeah.
I mean, give me another sport, major sport that we care about, and football is the sport that we care about most in this country, right?
Yeah.
Give me another sport where if you made it way better and more entertaining and pitted the best teams against each other more, yeah, that fewer people would watch. That's absurd.
Yeah.
We love football. We love American sports.
Yeah.
And if you make your leagues more palatable and entertaining,
yeah,
to the masses, they will watch.
Yeah.
It's proven. It's, yeah, a huge deal. Yeah. On TV, so
it feels weird because you know there's going to be people, they're going to be like, we're getting screwed, and yes, you will be, but you're going to the train will keep going, and the numbers are going to bear it out.
That's
because
right.
the most watched games are going to be the big boys, and they're going to play more often.
All right,
I know I tune in.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
come on, Georgia and Alabama are playing this weekend.
Yeah, everyone's going to watch.
Yes. It'll be the highest rated game of the season by far.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ohio State and Oregon are playing in 3 weeks.
It'd be massive.
It's going to be one of the top five rated games by far.
Yep. So more of those.
Just is. Yes. Yeah. More of them is good.
Because it is true. The one complaint I have about college football is, I mean, an Oregon fan, is there been a game beside the Civil War that you were excited to watch?
You mean this year?
Yeah. I mean, I know that some of them have been close, but.
Not yet. Michigan State, kind of.
That's what, you know.
Well, next week.
I think some Ducks fans were excited about Boise because they were 0-3 against them. Serious about that. I mean, it ended up, they've always been a formidable mid-major opponent. And...
Well, and that's what keeps college football going, too, is like, these matchups suck on paper, and then inevitably, you tune in on a Saturday.
And they'll still have those.
Yeah,
and
people didn't want to see a close game, but they got one.
There
you get it.
You got a close game against Idaho for
F's sake. Right.
All right, let's move on to the NFL. We'll do that next. Here's Buck.